This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The United States will start restricting travel from India next week amid a devastating jump in COVID-19 cases. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
For more than a week, India's been setting global records for daily cases, averaging nearly 350,000. Daily deaths have nearly tripled over 3 weeks. As it sends medical help to India, the U.S. will now restrict travel from there. The White House is citing the rise in cases and the emergence of virus variants and says the CDC advised the travel restriction. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel began burying the dead from a stampede at a religious festival attended by tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jews in northern Israel that killed at least 45 people. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
The stampede began when large numbers of people squeezed through a tunnel, piling onto each other, and then went on to fall down slippery metallic stairs. Paramedic Omri Gorga said he was shocked at what he saw. It was an extremely difficult sight to see. I've been a paramedic for about 10 years, and I've never seen anything like this. The stampede occurred during the celebrations of Lag Ba'Omer at Mount Meron, the first mass religious gathering to be held legally since Israel lifted nearly all restrictions related to the coronavirus pandemic. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the site the following day. The Mount Meron disaster is one of the worst disasters that has befallen the state of Israel. Dozens came to protest against his visit amid claims police blocked off an important alleyway for people to flow during the celebrations, a move they say led to the tragedy. I'm Karen Chamas.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A huge car bomb blast killed at least 27 people and injured dozens more in eastern Afghanistan Friday evening, with high school students among the casualties. Local officials said a car packed with explosives detonated in Logar Province's Pul-e-Alam near the house of the former head of the provincial council, according to a spokesman for Logar's governor. The house operated as a guest house, and the blast had struck just as guests were breaking their fast during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. It was not immediately clear who was behind the blast. Violence in Afghanistan has escalated in recent weeks after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the United States would withdraw troops by September 11th to end 2 decades of foreign military presence. Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong was among 4 people who pleaded guilty Friday to participating in an illegal assembly last June to commemorate the 1989 crackdown on protesters in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
Joshua Wong is one of the pro-democracy movement's most prominent activists. He is already in prison after being found guilty of participating in organizing an unauthorized assembly during the mass protests of 2019. But while in prison, he was arrested in January on suspicion of breaking the national security law, which was implemented in July last year. This year, the June 4th event is particularly awkward for Beijing as it gets ready to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Communist Party. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam, asked whether commemorating the victims of Tiananmen would violate the new security law, said this week it was important to show respect to the party.
That's Reuters' Jason Albano. President Joe Biden, once a regular Amtrak train rider, helped the nation's passenger rail system celebrate 50 years of service Friday. With Amtrak's new generation of high-speed train on display at Philadelphia's 30th Street Station, the president said that the U.S. badly trails China in modernizing its railways.
China already has 23,000 miles of high-speed rail, 220 miles per hour.
As a U.S. senator, Biden was a fixture on Amtrak trains between his home in Wilmington, Delaware, and Washington, D.C. Biden's appearance in Philadelphia follows his speech to Congress on Wednesday when he outlined his $2.3 trillion jobs and infrastructure plan and previewed some $1.8 trillion in proposed spending on education, child care, and other family needs. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.